Andy and Jay.
N4ZOK
N2SWJ. Hey, tell me if you hear it this time. I think I've got it. This is coming from Echo Link now. Did you hear me log in?
And I'm glad you came in there because I wasn't sure if it was happening or not. So go ahead and log out in a minute or let me know when you're getting ready to, and I'll listen to see if it lets me know when you log out.
Echo Link, I am about to log out now. The radio, I am logged out.
There, it didn't announce it, so I'm sure that'll be a lot better during the net when the net's running.
That is awesome. That little thing is conquered now. That's one more stone in the barrel into SWJ.
I appreciate you working on that. Was it just a toggle switch for that, or was there reprogramming it?
ACL code that had to be written to make it cut out those specific announcements and not cut out, like, every announcement that it could possibly do, like, warnings about, you know, status and stuff like that of, like, the errors and stuff like that, so.
Well, I'm glad you got it figured out. Sounds like it's what you need.
Have to go nuclear or something like that. I would like it to warn us. So, you know, I left those warnings in.
Chris, is it an actual, say, like a box or something that sits on your desk that connects with the Echo Link server, or is it all done over the web?
Up high, that's hooked up to Yaesu FTM-150. That is running. That's running this, that whole Echo Link system.
I was curious how that worked. I thought about that after we spoke earlier today. That's pretty cool. Is it like a program you had to download from Echo Link, or just write something to connect to Echo Link on that side of it?
Source program called SVX Link. That has it's a program that interfaces with it, and it'll do other things other than just Echo Link, but that's the only thing we're running on it right now is it's the Echo Link module. I don't know what other modules it'll do. I have to look into it. Maybe we want to expand on it. I don't know. But Echo Link is what we're using it for right now. But it'll run, SVX Link is the program, and it's a Linux-based client for multiple type radio things.
Cool, that answers that question then. Well, very good. Again, thank you for working on that and getting it all set up. I appreciate it.
Have fun.
I would agree with you, but I know you enjoy it.
My wife definitely would not agree.
Do any of that. I've messed around a little bit, and I when I was a kid, we had a Commodore 64 and the one before that, and, you know, do little sort of programming, the early stages, but I never went any further than that, but I enjoyed it then. It's just not, probably not what I would like to do all the time, but definitely my wife is the same way. She, that something like that has no interest for her whatsoever.
But, yeah, this stuff is fun for me. I'm just a nerd, complete nerd.
Well, you know, we appreciate it. We appreciate you doing that. I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from where I'm headed, so thanks for working on that. N2SWJ, N4ZLK.